Miles, put me down.
What if I don't want to put you down? What if I want to carry you around all day?
Well, then I can't print off my rubber room essay. I'll be stuck with those freaks forever.
It's bad enough. You have to spend first and last period there.
Well, the better I do in this essay, the better my chances of getting out. Then we can spend all our time together.
I like the sound of that.
Do I really have to watch you do lovebird suck face?
I should go print off my essay.
What's it about anyway?
Trust building techniques? No. No.
What's wrong?
My laptop is missing.
Well, maybe you forgot it at home.
No, I would never. I left my bag in the rubber room for like 2 seconds to use the washroom.
Well, those kids are bad news. Especially that sketch bag ex of yours.
Where are you going?
To beg Miss Grell for an extension. And to get to the bottom of this. Nobody steals from Maya Matlin.
Well, except Zig Novak, apparently.
What's that? Wait, we don't have a lab due today, do we?
Why should you be king and queen at the sweetheart semi-formal? You're nominating you and Connor?
It's not that far-fetched. Claire and Eli went to prom last year.
Yeah, because Eli fixed it.
The idiots who vote for this, they just care about image.
Yeah, I mean, look at this question.
If you and your partner starred in your own romantic comedy, what would it be called?
Talk nerdy to me.
Connor is his own person. It's sexy.
But will the student body agree?
Rehab, witness protection, my dad's a deposed dictator.
This isn't an excuse, Miss Grell. My laptop really was stolen.
Sorry, Maya. There are no extensions and no exceptions.
Princess Matlin didn't do her homework.
Laptop was taken.
13-inch MacBook, sticky Y key.
That's the one. Have you seen it?
No.
Zig, do you have your assignment? Bad plan, Blondie. Zig won't like that.
He basically admitted to taking my laptop.
But I wouldn't be stupid enough to leave it in my bag.
What do you wear to a semi-formal? Half a ball gown? We'll find you something perfectly pastel at the mall tomorrow. Thanks for being so great. It's been hard at home.
Well, you're my favorite turncoat.
So glad we have each other.
Oh.
Listen up. We got a new student, Jacqueline.
The name's Jack.
Anybody have room for Jack in their group?
We do.
Well, thank you, Miss Marino. Okay, Jack, you'll work with Imogen and Becky on the Weimar Republic.
Proto-fascism and hyperinflation. What's not to love?
I like you already. Maybe we can all get together after school.
Anywhere around here make a solid macchiato?
No.
You're funny.
What's a macchiato?
Found these buried words, easily I said goodbye.
Okay, tomorrow.
Digging up the past, wondering where you are tonight. I can't breathe, tucked under these sheets.
Jumpy much? I was looking everywhere for you. What are you doing?
I think Zeke stole my laptop.
I'm going to punch him in the face?
I need to make sure I'm right first.
Oh, no, wait.
What?
Can't follow him alone. He's probably going somewhere sketchy.
Fine. Guess you're coming with me then.
Incorrect. Kid A is totally the superior album.
No, go back and listen to Hail to the Thief. It is such an evolution.
Oh, that's how I feel about the new Taylor Swift.
Sorry. No, I haven't heard it, but I'm sure it's very poppy.
It is. It's great.
So I hear the gallery here is like beyond.
Yeah, they've got the craziest Ai Weiwei exhibit.
What?
I saw some of his stuff in Berlin. My ex worked at a gallery there.
Ooh, European BF. Did he have a sexy accent?
She was from Michigan. Guys, it was great studying with you, but I gotta run. Izakaya do with my mom.
Hey, do you want to hang out tomorrow?
Maybe go to the gallery?
Do chickens have beaks?
Except, we were supposed to go shopping for the semi-formal.
Why don't you just come along?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds great. So I'll see you tomorrow.
I hope you're not mad I invited her.
No. The more the merrier.
Thanks, Bex.
You never know what you're gonna find. You'll never know if you don't ask why. You live and learn, and then you die.
These jeans are very uncomfortable.
Try this pair.
With all the holes?
Distressed denim is very fashionable.
Also very logical. How's this helping you with your art project again?
I'm doing a study on contemporary men's fashion and other stuff.
You looked up when you said that.
So?
You look up when you're lying.
I nominated us for King and Queen of the Sweetheart Semi-Formal. I want to prove we're a great couple.
And I need new jeans for that?
Well, to get votes, you can't just be a great couple. You have to look like one. Think of it as an experiment.
What's the research question?
Does changing one's appearance increase one's chance of winning?
And the hypothesis?
Yes.
Give me the jeans. But a hypothesis should be in the form of a complete sentence.
Squatting?
Yeah, you know, living in an abandoned house.
No, that makes no sense. He lives with his parents. I think I'm just gonna go home. I have a lot of homework.
Yeah, I'll walk you.
No, it's totally out of your way. Sun's still up, Miles. Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Okay, call me later?
Of course.
How did you find this place?
I followed you from school.
So what, now you're stalking me?
I just wanted to know if you took my laptop or not.
Oh my, you need to go.
No, not until you tell me why you're camping out in this abandoned house. Sig!
Roses, get your roses here.
It was awful. And don't forget to vote for King and Queen.
Or King and King, or Queen and Queen of the semi-formal.
Sig's living there all by himself. Now, I tried to talk to him, but he slammed the door in my face.
You said you were going home.
Miles, I had to know what was going on.
Maya,
Something could have happened. He could have hurt you.
This is Zig we're talking about.
That guy is bad news.
Yeah, and it's my fault. I blew him off all summer. Now he's homeless.
Wait, you think he's squatting because you wouldn't go out with him?
You may be overestimating your effect on guys.
I'm just saying, we're friends. I should have been there for him.
This isn't your problem.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, adopt him?
Or date him?
Miles.
Well, he seemed to care a whole lot about his welfare.
Yeah, because I have a heart. Which obviously you three are lacking. You know, I'm gonna talk to Miss Grell. I'm sure she'd be happy to help.
Roses!
Please don't tell Claire. I just love your cinnamon heart so much.
You lived with Fiona, right?
Yeah.
When Imogen dated her, did they have other friends or did they just sit around kissing all day?
No, they didn't have a lot of other friends. And yes, they kissed a lot. Why?
There's sort of this lesbian girl, Jack. I think Imogen might like her.
And you think Imogen's gonna ditch you if they start dating?
Well, she already invited her to come shopping. It's only a matter of time before I'm cut out completely.
Well, just because they both like girls doesn't mean they're gonna hook up.
No, but they have so much in common. They're all like, I woo wah is so great.
What?
Exactly. What am I gonna do?
I mean, you could try talking to Imogen.
What, and tell her not to date that super cool chick because I'm afraid of losing her?
No. Oh, because that sounds pretty pathetic. Maybe you just need a boys' night or a cis night. Time to bond.
To lock down our BFF ship.
Oh, no, watch the cinnamon heart. I won't tell if you don't.
There's a blanket, a lamp. There were some fast food wrappers, that's it.
Sounds like he's in a tough place.
He has a mom and a dad. How can he be homeless?
There might be trouble at home. He could have run away or been kicked out.
He should have asked for help.
He's probably embarrassed.
My friends told me to mind my own business. They think he's trouble.
Do you?
Well, last year he wasn't. So, is there something you can do?
Don't worry. I'll take it from here.
Okay.
Can you guys hurry up? This is a girl's bathroom after all. I can't keep people out of here forever.
Well, the makeover's almost complete. Just need to get these contacts in, which would be a lot easier if Connor stopped blinking them out.
I think we should abort this phase of the experiment. Contacts can lead to permanent corneal damage.
But we're getting our nominee photo taken after school.
Why do you want me to change so much?
I told you it's for an experiment.
I'm not stupid. What's the real reason?
Maybe I should give you two a minute alone.
Look, I just want people to respect you. Us. I'm sick of people thinking we're a weird couple.
Why do you care so much what other people think?
Because maybe they're right.
I have a hypothesis. I don't think the problem is other people. I think it's you.
Sorry.
Look, Sig was my friend. And that's his life now. It's scary.
Did you talk to Miss Grell?
Yeah, she said she'd figure something out.
Well, Miss Good Samaritan, you definitely earned the fun we're going to have at the semi-formal.
You know, you never officially asked me.
Huh. I could have sworn. I guess I was thinking about my other girlfriend.
Right, well, you two have a nice time. Maybe call me after.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I promise to be home for dinner.
Go. Beautiful sun looks good on you.
Who the hell do you think you are? You told Miss Grell. As what, like revenge or something?
I didn't steal your stupid laptop, Maya.
I don't care about my laptop. I care about you.
Then you should mind your own business. You know Grell's gonna call Children's Aid? And since I have nowhere to go, they're gonna put me in a group home.
Isn't that better than squatting?
If you've ever seen one of those places...
It's like, why can't you just go back home?
My parents kicked me out.
Oh. I didn't know.
You don't know anything.
Connor, I've been looking for you everywhere to apologize.
You're making a weird face. You gonna vomit or something?
No, I... Connor, you look amazing.
I can only get my left contact in. My depth perception is terrible. I keep tripping.
I'm so sorry. We don't have to do the stupid competition. I really don't care what other people think.
I accept your apology, and we have to win the competition.
But you think it's stupid.
You don't, and I've read that compromise is important in a relationship.
Jenna Middleton and Connor Deloria, you're up.
Image is an integral part of any political campaign. Some people think it was a decisive factor in JFK's 1960 victory over Nixon. What?
You can talk nerdy to me anytime. I got to rewrite the whole dress code.
You're pretty weird, aren't you?
Imogen's not weird.
It's a good thing. Anyway.
You should wash the city off your hands. It's pretty gross out there. Bathroom's down the hall.
Right. Okay. Be right back.
Now I feel kind of icky. I think I'm gonna go wash it too. Do you want to go to the semi-formal with me?
Fun. We should invite Jack, too.
Is it okay if we don't? I mean, I just want a night alone, you know, just the two of us. We can get to know each other more intimately.
Wow. Are you sure?
Oh, am I scaring you? I'm really goofy with this kind of stuff.
No. I suppose we could give it a try. I just didn't know you felt that way.
You're the most important person in my life right now.
Okay. It's a date.
Date? Okay. It's a date.
I'll pick you up at 7.
Okay.
Cookie time.
Bon appetit.
I found your laptop in Katie's room. Must have slipped down beside the bed.
I was doing homework in there. Oh my God, I'm such a terrible person. I accused Zig of taking it, and now he's gonna be put in a group home.
Whoa there, girly. Accusing Zig of taking the laptop without proof was wrong. But talking to Miss Grell wasn't?
I don't know, Mom. I've been reading horror stories about those places. They're like all over, but without the singing and dancing.
Those homes are expected to do a lot with very limited resources.
It's not fair.
I wish there was something we could do. Zig spent all that time here last year. It felt like family.
Miss Grell said if Zig could find a safe place to stay, then she wouldn't have to call Children's Aid.
Maya, Zig can't live with us.
Even if it's only for a few weeks.
I have to admit, you guys look good.
We look great. We're gonna win this thing.
Well, Connor definitely has the youth vote.
Hey, who are your new friends?
They're not my friends, just some grade 9 to 1 math help.
When did they ask you, like last week?
No, just now.
After your makeover.
What a coincidence.
The point of this exercise is to trust your partner enough to let them catch you. So go ahead, and when I say so, switch.
Drop me and die, Grace.
Hi.
Zig, I didn't know what would happen when I talked to Miss Grell.
You should have just stayed out of it.
I know, and I'm sorry, but I want to help.
And switch.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. You said if you had a place to stay, then Miss Grell wouldn't call Children's Aid.
Right, but I don't. So she will.
But you do have a place to stay.
What, your new rich boyfriend is gonna spring for a suite?
Less chatting, more falling.
No, but my sister's away at college, so there's an extra room at my house.
Your mom would never say yes.
She already did. Took some convincing. Also, there are rules. 10 o'clock p.m. curfew, no drugs or alcohol, no visitors, and no hanky-panky. So, what do you say? Housemates?
You better not hug the bathroom.
Whatever it takes, I know I can make it through. And if I hold out my love, I know I can make it through. I know I can make it through.